USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke at the White House after passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill in the House in a near party line vote early in the morning.
With their vote, we're one step closer to vaccinating the nation. We are one step closer to putting $1,400 in the pockets of Americans. We're one step closer to extending unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who are shortly going to lose them.
The legislation now heads to the Senate. The FDA is expected to make a final decision on authorizing the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine this weekend. The advisory panel has already endorsed it. The company promises more than 100 million doses will roll out in the next 4 months. This means with Moderna and Pfizer expecting 600 million doses by August, there could be a surplus of the vaccines in the U.S. this summer. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden paid a trip to Houston on Friday. From the USA Radio Texas Bureau, here's Val Dior.
Joe Biden and First Lady Jill heard firsthand from Texans still struggling from that brutal winter weather on his first trip to a major disaster area since he took office. He was briefed by emergency officials and thanked workers for doing God's work. He promised the federal government will be there for Texans as they try to recover, not just from this storm, but also the health and economic crisis caused by COVID. Tens of thousands of Houston area residents are still without safe water, he learned while visiting the Houston Food Bank, and a briefing from Acting FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall accompanied the Bidens to Houston, and they were joined by Governor Greg Abbott and Senator John Cornyn, both Republicans, as well as a long list of Democrats, spearheaded by Houston area members of Congress, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist has now been released. USA's John Clements reports.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed, and the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Golf champion Tiger Woods has been moved to the Los Angeles Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and is undergoing more procedures after that serious crash that happened earlier this week. Those procedures happened following an announcement from doctors on Wednesday. Woods underwent emergency surgery, and specialists worked to stabilize his foot, ankle, and shin bones by implanting screws, pins, and a metal rod. A statement that was posted on his official Twitter account reads, "The procedures were successful. They say he's now recovering and in good spirits." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.